So baptism is a few things. Baptism is a statement about Jesus. It's a statement being made by someone saying, I am unashamed to witness to the world publicly of my love for the Lord. It's a statement. Secondly, it's a command. It's the command of Jesus. It's a matter of obedience for Christians. It's in the Bible. And thirdly, it's a picture, and it's a picture of a couple of things. Number one, it's a picture of what Jesus did, how he was buried in the ground for 3 days, having died for our sins on the cross, as Amy explained, and then rose again to new life. So I'm going to take Amy, I'm going to put her under the water, I'm going to hold her there for 3 days, and then if she comes up alive, we'll know she's a Christian. No, no, don't worry, I'm joking. But in the Bible, baptism is a picture of death and burial, but then new life. So it's a picture of what Jesus did. Secondly, it's a picture of what happens to believers when they first become Christians. They become brand new people. The old life passes away, it dies, and the new life begins with all the person's sins, past, present, and even future, washed clean, washed away. So baptism is like the wedding ring of the Christian life. This ring doesn't make me married, but it does indicate publicly that I am married. Well, Amy's baptism won't make her a Christian, but it indicates publicly that she is a Christian. And so there's nothing special about this water. It isn't holy. I'm really hoping the inflatable bath isn't holy. But the water is just Arkoval Primary School's finest from the Croydon water table. What's holy is Amy's faith. That's what matters. That's why you can baptize anyone, anywhere, in pretty much any way, any time. It's about the person's faith. So, without further ado, Amy, if you'd like to come up, and Miranda as well. Thank you. And Amy, do step into the pool and kneel. Brilliant. Do climb in. Well done. Too cold? Too hot? Great. Miranda, you go around the other side. I'll stay this side. And I've now got some questions for you, Amy. And if you agree with what I'm asking, just say in a loud, confident voice so we can all hear, I do. Amy, do you come to God in repentance and faith, trusting in Jesus' death alone for the forgiveness of your sins?
I do.
Do you follow Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior?
I do.
Finally, do you commit to following God, serving his people, and witnessing to his world all the days of your life?
I do.
Baptism's a celebration of new life. So as soon as Amy comes up out of the water, can we all cheer and clap and holler and give her the warmest, most loving welcome into the family that we can? Amy, we've heard about your repentance and faith, and it's now our delight and our privilege to baptize you, our sister, in the name of Jesus Christ. The old has gone. And the new has come. So let's pray. Let's pray for 2 seconds. Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful picture that your Son instituted. He underwent himself to identify with us, and it's now our privilege to identify with him. Thank you for Amy's courage. Thank you for the new life that you've brought her into by faith. Thank you for the picture of that now. We pray that by your grace, with your help, Amy would be able to fulfill those promises and would rejoice in this official marking publicly of her new life for the rest of her life. Amen.